Last fall, the school board launched a national search to hire Robinson's successor, who will lead the largest traditional public school district in the state. The board hired a Chicago-based search firm, Hazard, Young, Atiyah, and Associates, to meet with focus groups, conduct surveys, and present the board with a list of candidates to choose for interviews. Then the COVID-19 pandemic intervened, closing schools and businesses throughout Indiana and forcing the school board to improvise. Board President Julia Hollingsworth says the board will do everything it can to keep the search on track and bring the new superintendent on board in time for Robinson's scheduled retirement on June 30th.
As of right now, we are still maintaining our same schedule. So we've had to adjust, of course. So just this week, we completed our first set of interviews with six people. And of course, those were Zoom interviews. You know, people got dressed up, board members tried to look their best. And for a lot of us, I mean, me, for example, this was something I'd never done before.
After the interviews and considerable discussion on April 9, the board selected three finalists for intensive interviews in late April, with the final selection planned for early this month.
In a different situation, those candidates would be invited to Fort Wayne, would be shown around the city, would be probably have dinner, the board and the candidate and spouse or partner. Then we would have a formal interview. We discussed whether we would want to wait until we're not on lockdown, but, you know, that's just so uncertain. How do we know when that's going to be? So we just felt there was so much uncertainty that we decided to do the finalist interviews also virtually. It's not the best and not the way we would prefer to do it, but we kind of feel some sense of urgency to stay on track with the process.
Hollingsworth says state law requires the school board to publish the chosen candidate's negotiated contract and conduct a public hearing on the contract before voting to approve it at a public meeting, all within a prescribed time frame. She says the board has a contingency plan if the new superintendent is unable to take over the new job before Robinson's scheduled departure.
I have spoken with Dr. Robinson about the possibility of staying on beyond June 30th just to transition, you know, is a bonus for us. And it's a bonus for the person that we would hire just because there is so much uncertainty about, you know, what's going to happen.
The board is making every effort to adapt to the changes in the process as well as the pending change in leadership.
The way that we're currently operating is definitely not how we would like to do that, but we're all just faced with a different set of circumstances. I think we just have to deal with that the best we can because, you know, the board just feels that it's important to get a new leader in place in a, you know, timely manner.
For WBOI News, this is Julie Creek.